NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. Ukraine is publicly rebuking President Biden over his comments about a possible Russian invasion. Speaking to reporters yesterday, Biden predicted Russia will invade Ukraine, adding the U.S. response could be less severe if it was a minor incursion. The Supreme Court is rejecting another bid to block Texas's six-week abortion ban. The ruling was 6-3 along ideological lines. It's another setback for abortion providers who are trying to revive challenges to the law about 5 months after it went into effect. Former President Trump is defending his call to Georgia's Secretary of State after the 2020 election, Lisa Taylor reports.
He was seeking to overturn the presidential election result in the Peach State. Trump described it as a perfect call. Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis is requesting information of a special grand jury to investigate Trump's actions. The former president denied saying anything wrong in his call to Georgia's Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger. He asked Raffensperger to help him find nearly 12,000 votes to overturn the result in Georgia, a state that was won by then-candidate Joe Biden. Trump also repeated claims about widespread voting fraud.
The market is keeping the trend of a lower trading 2022 alive. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones lost 313 points to 34,715. The S&P 500 dropped 50 points to 44,83. There's increasing concern that the recent terror attack on a Texas synagogue could inspire copycats. Terrorism experts like Dr. Laura Bell at West Texas A&M University say while it's good to be aware, she's not concerned because the attack was a flop.
It doesn't leave as much inspiration behind as it would have had he been successful.
In this case, the terrorist died alone when all of his hostages were able to escape. The World Health Federation says no amount of alcohol is good for the heart. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.